Good evening. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to our reflections on this Sunday, 8th Sunday after Pentecost. We use the readings for Proper 12, Year A. Welcome. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God and the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer him our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, you are more gracious than we can imagine. You are more holy than we can ever grasp. You are overflowing in majesty that leaves us breathless. You are almighty in ways beyond our comprehension. You are all-loving beyond our expectations. You require us to seek justice in ways that challenge us. You demand that our lives and our lifestyle always bring you honor and glory. You alone are our Savior, our Lord and our Master, and there is no other. We offer you here and now, not mere words, but lips of praise, not only songs of worship, but the adoration of hearts that long to know you in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. We pray the collect for Proper 12, followed by our parish prayer. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our leader, a ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our readings for today come from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 to 12, Psalm 128, Romans 8, 26 to 39, and Matthew 13, 31 to 33, and 44 to 52. Our reflection is entitled, Ask What I Should Give You. Ask what I should give you. Solomon started off as king of Israel, king of the people of God, on the wrong path. He married a foreigner, in spite of the word of God to Moses, forbidding God's people from marrying foreigners. Believing that he needed an ally of a powerful nation, Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter as his wife and brought her into the city of David. A wise move by the world's standards. He now had a powerful ally. However, to his credit, Solomon, like his father, David, loved the Lord and offered sacrifices at the holy shrines of his day. It was on one of these occasions, as he offered sacrifices and incense at Gibeon, that the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, Ask what I should give you. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. In other words, ask for whatever you want, and I will give it to you. An offer Solomon, or any of us, could not refuse. Solomon's response demonstrated how much he admired his father David. Like David, he recognized that God was indeed in control of his life and the life of God's people. Solomon acknowledged the faithfulness and righteousness of his father's life, although to his anguish, his human weaknesses emerged. Solomon acknowledged that God's chosen people were great people, and that God had called him in his innocence, he was, as he said, a mere child, to rule over God's people. Under these circumstances, how could he respond to the request, Ask what I should give you? Solomon's response demonstrated that he indeed had the gift of wisdom. He did not ask, like many of us would, for long life or riches or the death of his enemies. Solomon asked for an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. 1 Kings 3, verse 9. In response to Solomon, God, through the Holy Spirit, would increase his wisdom and discerning mind. In addition, in love, God would give Solomon the things he did not ask for, both riches and honor all his life. And if he would walk in God's way, keeping God's statutes and commandments, like his father David, the man after God's own heart, he would indeed receive a long life. Gifts from a generous, loving God in response to the desire of one who recognized that God called him to the task of kingship over God's people. And he was ready to use his gifts to fulfill that task to the best of his ability. God is generous and loving to those who are willing to put their hand to the plow and not look back. God is generous and loving to those who are willing to use their gifts for the benefit of God's people. God is generous and loving to those who readily accept the task that God has given them, task to match their gifts and abilities. Solomon had earthly wisdom, which enabled him to try to make Israel secure by making an alliance with his powerful neighbor. His earthly wisdom enabled him to respond in a way that pleased God. He would now be endowed with heavenly wisdom, Holy Spirit wisdom, that will make his decisions the talking point even today. We speak of the wisdom of Solomon. Earthly wisdom reinforced with spiritual wisdom from the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Ask what I should give you. Today, as disciples of Christ, God in generosity and love is making the same request of us. Jesus says to us, "Ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives." Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Jesus also says, "Whatever you ask the Father for in my name, it will be given to you." What do we desire from God today? What do we desire from a generous, loving God? Is it to be saved from COVID-19? Is it that COVID-19 would leave our land? Or that our family members and friends would be spared the virus? Or perhaps we will ask at this time that our party would win the general elections. For what should we ask? If Solomon was present today, for what would Solomon ask? Solomon gave a response that demonstrated that he recognized that God called him to do a task, and he desired to do that task with the best of his ability. So we need to ask ourselves, what is the task for which we have been called by God? We are called to be disciples of Christ at this time and in this part of God's vineyard. So what is the task of a disciple of Christ? To make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, Jesus says. Matthew 28:19 and 20. What do we need to do the task of a disciple today in a COVID-19 world? On reflection, I would say we need love for God and God's people. We need boldness, innovativeness, courage, perseverance, and compassion. So how then should we respond to God's requests? Ask what I should give you. After prayerful consideration, I believe that we can respond with sincerity. God of wisdom and power, give us the gifts that we need to be faithful disciples of Christ each day. Give us a generous, loving, compassionate heart to enable us to give a loving response to all whom you send across our path as we journey through life. Let us find that pearl of great price and with joy give everything we have to possess it. We can be confident that God will hear, and our generous, loving God will give us all that we ask and will mercifully, as we prayed in the collect for Proper 11, give us those things which for unworthiness we dare not, and in our blindness we cannot ask, to the worthiness of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all of this will be given to us to the honor and glory of God. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, give us yourself above all things. It is in your coming alone that we are enriched. It is in your coming that your true gifts come. Come, Lord, that we may share the gifts of your presence. Come, Lord, with healing of the past. Come and calm our memories. Come with joy for the present. Come and give life to our existence. Come with hope for the future. Come and give a sense of eternity. Come with strength for our wills. Come with power for our thoughts. Come with love for our heart. Come and give affection to our being. Come, Lord, give yourself above all things and help us to give ourselves to you. Amen. O eternal Father, who have sent your blessed Son to abide in us, to form us after the likeness of your dear Son in all purity and goodness, help us, we beseech you, to bring forth in our life those fruits of the Spirit which belong to your true children, the fruit of love, that we may love you above all things, and all others in you and for your sake, the fruit of joy, that we may find your service our delight, the fruit of peace, that pardoned and accepted through your mercy, we may repose on your love. The fruit of long-suffering, that we may bear with patient submission to your will all crosses and afflictions. The fruit of gentleness, that we may subdue all risings of temper and take calmly and sweetly all trials and provocations. The fruit of meekness, that we may forgive freely all who may hurt us, either by word or deed, and endure with patience all that may be laid upon us. The fruit of temperance and chastity, that we may restrain all our desires and keep under our body, bringing it into subjection in all things to your holy will. And grant, O gracious Father, that thus striving to please you here on earth, we may be found meet to behold the glorious vision of you hereafter, to the merits of your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Give us, Lord, we pray you, firm faith, unwavering hope, perfect charity. Pour into our hearts the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and spiritual strength, the spirit of knowledge and true godliness, and the spirit of your holy fear. Light eternal, shine in our hearts. Power eternal, deliver us from evil. Wisdom eternal, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Might eternal, pity us. Grant that we may seek your face with all our heart and soul and strength, and in your infinite mercy, bring us at last to your holy presence, where we shall behold your glory and possess your promised joys, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Ooh.
Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace this day and forevermore. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace today and always. Amen. Do have a productive week and be safe.